An atheist minister in Scarborough making headlines by preaching the glory of good. Recently, Greta Vosper sent an open letter to the United Church criticizing a prayer following the tragedy in France regarding the shootings at that satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo. And she is now arguing that God and religion may cause as many problems as it solves. Greta Vosper is the minister of West Hill United Church. She is on the line to discuss further and joins us here on Talk Radio in Toronto, AM 640. Greta, good afternoon. I appreciate your time with us.
Good afternoon. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Well, first, let me ask you, atheist minister. That kind of struck me, a little strangely. I mean, are those two things contradictions, atheist and minister?
They certainly have been contradictions down through the history of Christianity. But I think that more and more clergy who are trained in liberal seminaries are taught that the Bible is a human construction, that it's not the authoritative word of God. So the extrapolation of that takes you to a place where you question the existence of a supernatural divine being. And I think that many clergy in liberal denominations actually have deconstructed that concept of a divine supernatural God. And I'm merely saying, you know, we've really got to own that reality and be upfront with our congregations about what it is that we really believe.
Okay, so because you get in front of a congregation, you preach a certain thought or a way of thinking, it's okay to use that term, minister?
I think so. What I do is minister to a group of people, and they actually minister to one another as well. We're in the process of doing that anytime we care for someone anywhere in our lives. It's not an official technical term that's owned exclusively by the church or by any denomination around leadership. It's a word that describes what we're doing.
Okay, well, one term that certainly rings, well, I don't know if true, but at least people recognize that if followed a religion is glory of God. You've decided to add an O to that, the glory of good. And can you explain to us what you mean by preaching the glory of good?
Well, that's not actually my phrase. Eric used that in the article, but I did like the fact that good was capitalized in the print edition of the Star yesterday. Being good and seeking goodness for others in the world and for all life on the planet and the planet itself, I think is a way of being in the world that we should all seek to emulate, to be that. And so in the liberal Christian and other religious traditions, being good is often a big foundational piece that is distilled out of whatever their sacred documents and doctrines are. It's about how we want to live with one another, regardless of what the doctrinal beliefs are. So what we're doing at West Hill is we're getting down underneath those traditional doctrines of Christianity and talking about what they compel us to do or be in the world. And so anyone from any religious tradition or no religious tradition can feel that message and try to live it out in their world.
Okay, so it's your belief, do you preach that we would be better off as a society if we were a-religious or just dropped a religion and just focused, at being good to one another?
I may believe that. That's certainly not what I preach. What I preach is actually about being good and about being good to ourselves and to others and to the planet and to the future and the responsibility of that and how we can support one another as we try to do that, how we can lament with one another when we fail at doing that, and how we can recommit to doing that again. I don't preach about the deconstruction of religion. I think that religion in many ways, many people use religion to make the world a much more peaceful, much more beautiful place. I do think that when religion is used to oppress and divide and draw lines within the human community, I think that that's detrimental to our future.
Right. So do you believe that God, a belief in God or a religion in general, causes as many problems as it may solve?
I do. The letter that I wrote to the moderator was directed at the use of the word God in that prayer. And as we do that, and as we articulate, or as we say the things that we want to do, and we put them in the belief that God is the one who makes us do that, or God is the one who tells us to do certain things or causes us to act in certain ways, we're putting our basis for moral authority in a divine supernatural being.
And we're absolving people of personal responsibility?
Absolutely. And we're also allowing those who use that, who also put their understanding of moral authority in a divine being, we're also saying, you know, we're doing it, and this is the way we're doing it. You can do it the way you want to do it, even if we don't agree. We have to actually, if we're going to say, I can read this document and get this out of it, you can read that in your sacred document and get that out of it, and I can't question you. So I think that it's time for us to start recognizing that everything that we have put into that word God, which is huge and is interpreted in so many different ways by so many different people, we have to start extricating ourselves from the word and start talking about what it is we really want to have happen in the world.
As I mentioned off the top, you sent an open letter to the United Church criticizing them using a prayer following the tragedy in France regarding the shooting at Charlie Hebdo. Do you believe that that further divides people when you do that? I mean, it's your right, I guess, to have a belief, an a religious belief, being focused on being good to one another. But is there anything wrong with sending prayers to those in France, for example, that had to go through that tragedy?
Well, my question is really to the organizational structure of the United Church of Canada. Are we, given that we have, for the last 50 years, been exploring contemporary critical scholarship as it relates to the Christian scriptures and doctrine, are we really wanting to use words that have such a broad understanding in them and allow those words, which I think the name God that's a fickle word. It's used in far too many ways.
Yeah, I guess what I'm asking is, it may be wrong for you, but just because that's the case, it doesn't mean necessarily it's wrong for someone else. It might be right for them and the way they see the world.
Oh, and I think it's really important that people be able to articulate how they see the world. And I'm not saying it's appropriate for you to pray or not to pray. What you do in your personal private life is up to you, and the effect that you think that has upon the world and on yourself is entirely your understanding of that. But I think that when we have organizations that are in one area teaching a very progressive, very post-theistic understanding of Christianity, and in the other area clinging to that language, I think that there's a discrepancy there that needs to be questioned. And I think that the people who are within those traditions, who are leaders within those traditions, those are the people that are responsible for doing that.
Just finally, do you believe this would be a better world, a safer world, if we just drop religion entirely?
I think that there are, within religious traditions, there are what I call the off-label benefits of religion that are really, really important. And those are the things about gathering together, recognizing one another and the worth of one another as we do so, supporting one another, all of the things that we tend to do within religious organizations. I think that if we were to scrap the kind of prime position that we give to doctrine and to documents that we continue to call sacred or revealed, I think that that might allow us to have conversations that have more honesty in them and that challenge us to really think our positions through on things instead of just falling back on words that in many ways have lost their meaning or have had so many meanings attached to them that they no longer make sense.
All right, and just really finally, and this will be a contentious question, but a lot of people believe terrorism is rooted in the Muslim religion. Are there just some religions that maybe, as far as you're concerned, are dangerous and should even be banned from this country?
I think every religion has interpretations within it which take it to negative extremes, and every religion also has interpretations in it which lead it to bring beauty and light into the world. And we could go at every single religion that has ever been in the world, and we would find both of those extremes in it.
Greta, I really appreciate the conversation and the time this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
There goes Greta Vosper. She is the minister at the West Hill United Church, an atheist minister, as you just heard, making headlines by preaching the glory of good.